Well, they only got three men on the bench, Phil, so...
Yep.
I think Armfield could be out there.
Back in the centre, about to start the final term on KC Radio. 97.7 FM, VFL coverage, Sunday afternoon, secondary bounce. And it's the Roosters first out of the centre through Goods. Long kick inside forward 50, Royal Parade. Or construction end. Cruz Gull at the back with it best. Off hands. Snap around the body and Edwards marks. Close to the behind post. We'll swing around. King Azza, as he was known at Frankston, kicks the all-important first goal of the final term. And it takes just 23 seconds in coming into effect. North Ballarat, they regain the lead straight away. Edwards snap around the body from the point post. They're 9-13-67. The My Northern Bull Ants, 9-9-63. And Edwards, he has his first of the afternoon.
We spoke about him earlier in the game, Chris. He's a very talented player, very classy player, and showed a bit of experience there to just take the mark, run around and play on, kick the goal. But probably the contest before was the issue for the Northern Bull Ants. They had three players going for the ball. They lost their feet. The North Ballarat player was able to get it over to Edwards and very handy finish.
I know Jared Fitzgerald is a kind supporter of KC Radio. He must be tuning in because I said get Edwards into the goal square and look what's happened. The first goal of the final quarter and wrestled the lead back here for the Roosters. Goods inspirational there. Gets tackled high about four or five times and then finally got rewarded the free kick there.
Really the only error Kane I can think of this afternoon was when he took that mark at centre-half forward and played on too quickly allowed the switch down this western side.
So three players out of the goal square for the Roosters. Good Sess has to go long. Looking for Wunke at the back of the pack. Pack forms. No one can mark. Slapping it back into the corridor there was Gian Fagner. Stevens tackled once again. Every time he's gone near the football this afternoon, he's been tackled. This time he gets a free kick for too high. Play on straight away. Hand pass to Bannister at centre half back. Running pass in support now Hadley. Hopefully for a better use of the football this time. No, it's going to be turned over once again. Coming through there, Watts. His hand pass was nearly intercepted there by the Bull Ants. Still, the hand pass is going back and forth there from Roach now to Greg. Player on outside there, and it's McHugh. He takes the mark on centre wing, goes long inside forward 50, overcooks it. And reading the play better there was Jakubuchu. Takes the mark on his chest.
Stevens off, Bransgrove on for the Bull Ants. Yep.
In the shadows there of the construction zone. Good pass there by by Jakubuchu. Now on centre wing, in some support there, Hadley gets a nice shepherd under some pressure. Now the kick inboard, looking for Big Jacobs. Slow motion. His hand pass is going to be cut off there by Richardson. Now the Roosters can rebuild. No, the kick only went 10 metres straight back to Sam Jacobs. Really like a dinosaur. Not the modern day ruckman at all there, Sam Jacobs. He just slaps it forward. The contest out there on the half forward line for the Bull Ants between Saddington and Shannon Watt. Watt quite happy to see the ball over the boundary line.
We've already seen that North Ballarat have lifted their intensity in this second, in this final quarter as well, and that was one thing that Gerald Fitzgerald identified that they had to do, so he'd be happy with the way they've responded early on.
That's a big mark too, that Nick Stevens is on the bench when they really need the next goal, the Bull Ants. At this stoppage, Ella trying to go in strongly eventually, can only affect a tackle, have another bounce. So the Bull Ants, it's their attacking end. The Legends stand in, 55 around from goal on the half-forward flank. They trail by 4 points, 3 minutes into the final term. Umpire Leopard.
Why don't you play Nick Stevens like out of the goal square?
As it bounces it down now, Bannister snaps out of the pack. Greg had it best though. The loose man defence, Mark Greg, kicks towards the southern side. Wing position, strong mark under pressure. It has been taken on that far wing there.
Josh Smith.
By Josh Smith, thank you, Kane, leading a long way out from the goal square. So he'll try and slow it up on transition. Pinpoints the pass. In fact, pushed under it there was Michael Wunke by Jakubuchu. Wasn't seen by the umpire. We'll have a boundary throw in instead. Southern side, just forward of attacking wing position for the Roosters.
He's been immense this afternoon as well, Adam Jakubuchu. I know we've mentioned it already this afternoon, but he's just fantastic.
Veteran now of this competition, Kane.
Is a vital cog of them getting back in the game.
AFL experience in the past with Collingwood, wins a lot of the footy in defence and provides some run and rebound. We'll have another secondary bounce as the ball is locked up inside play.
Chris, my understanding was that Carlton actually looked at Jakubuchu for a spot in their list over the pre-season. Could you see him getting another opportunity at the top level?
I had to look at his age, I think, in a moment, Linton, to see how old he is. It was 4 years ago, I think, Collingwood got rid of him. Jakubuchu, he is 23 still, so maybe half a chance, Hayden Skipworth style. Jacobs got the tap there. There's a lot of players we can say about that, though. There's been a free kick, though.
Similar
Jacobs, has wrestled his teammate, his opponent out of the contest.
Josh Smith.
So Josh Smith is doing the ruck work at the moment, rather unusually, to Clifton. Kick over the top. Chip pass. Still in the centre of the ground. Finds Stevenson. Stevenson from 70 out from home. Congested forward line. Looking for a mark. Wasn't paid to Edwards. Was brought down. Comes wide to McHugh, though. Cops a bad bounce. Edwards, though. Off one step. Aaron Edwards swings it back, but not quite far enough. It shaves the outside of the post. One behind. 9 goals, 14 now the Roosters. Edwards kicking all their scoring in the final term. The Bull Ants 9-9-63. 5 minutes gone, final term on KC Radio with Chris Weaver, Kane Pollard and Lyndon Alveston.
Just got some scores from around the grounds very quickly, boys. At three-quarter time, Williamstown 10-14-74, leading Box Hill 6-7-43. Frankston 8-4-52, trailing Werribee 10-6-66. And Richmond, 11-9-75, leading the Shinboners, 8-11-59.
Well, the ball's been turned over, trying to clear it from defensive 50 by the Bull Ants. The pass there was nice from Roach Farns. Aaron Edwards all by himself in the goal square. Elveston was talking for too long. I couldn't describe what happened, but basically, the Bull Ants tried to clear it out of defensive 50, overpossessed the football, turned over. Roach kept his head, found Edwards by himself, and as Chris mentioned earlier in the broadcast, in all the scoring in this final term, gone to Aaron Edwards, masterstroke move by Jared Fitzgerald and Kane Pollard to get Aaron Edwards back into that goal square. He plays his best football. He's kicked his second goal of the final quarter, and they lead. It is the Roosters 10-14-74 in front of the Bull Ants 9-9-63.
Back in the centre now. Went without the football. Trying to play for the free kick. Needs the ruckman. Couldn't do so. Tapping the ball to advantage is Bentick. Copped a big bump there from lower. It allows a teammate through. Then lost it on a bad bounce. Bannister working off his half-back line to centre-half-back. Yekabuchi for the Bull Ants into the corridor. The direct way home they're trying here. Illard, front and square and waiting on the hand. Passes Bannister. Up and under kick. Goes 45 metres to full forward. Looking for the mark. Cloak was
Red
done well there.
Sure.
In the contest, Searle wasn't paid a free kick. Hacking it clear with Sharkey in the finish. Out towards the boundary in front of the legend stand. Waiting for it, McCorkle. Roach on his tail. McCorkle, smooth gather. Inside forward 50. Looking for Cloak. Bounces off his foot. And will be out of bounds on the full. The big fella couldn't get down. Tired manoeuvre in the finish.
If you remember, his feet's been causing him some problems problems this afternoon. Because the first shot on goal by the Bull Ants, Cloak goal kept it out with his feet.
Milhanna style.
And they're able to concede a rush behind the Roosters. So running off the full back line now is Fury. Richardson, thank you, Kane. Two bounces. Waits
take
for the
it
third
all
now. Still no one coming at him. Jacobs tries to take it over. Shrugs the big man, though, Richardson. In ball by hands. A wobbly old mongrel punt there from Smith. Down the line. Two players fly. Driscoll front position. Couldn't complete the grab. Bentick for the Bull Ants. Away by hand. Still at half back. Trying to break through. Wunke lays a tough tackle. And we'll have a bounce. 70 around from goal.
Josh Smith off, boys.
It was Neves, the big ruckman, trying to work his way through, but Wunke.
Sam Jacobs, I know he's returning from injury. Took a long way to go.
Wunke locked him up. Tap out now. Clifton dragged down by Hadley as he kicked. Inside forward 50 still, though. Yekabuchi can run on. Got
good
a good shepherd.
By Edwards.
Mm. Edwards, though, trying to work through Wells. Two, Yekabuchi round the shoulder. Gianfania copped a cruel bounce. Gets there now.
Garlett
foot race down. Garlett, Cruz Garlett, helped out Roach, who won the football. One bounce. Spearing pass inside forward 50. And a chance for lower. Is it Kane in that far pocket? Thank you.
He got in the way of Big Azza, though. He should know his role. Get out of the way when the steam train's going. But Edwards received a hand pass.
He does, from outside 50. Wobbly old kick from 51. The Bull Ants have numbers back. Bannister marks on the last line of defence. 11 points to the margin. The Roosters way. 8.5 minutes gone.
So the Bull Ants looking to build out of side. Their pass out there gave Gian Fagner no chance at all. Not too sure who kicked it out there. I think it was Walker. Missed
it was
his target. And the ball's going to be thrown in front of the Richard Pratt stand. You feel like the way the first 8 minutes or so have gone, the Bull Ants could be out of legs here, using all that energy to get back into the third quarter. 22 points down at halftime. The wrestle back the lead was a good effort. Here come the Bull Ants, though, trying to clear it. Bransgrove gets a free kick for a push in the back. Well, it's going to go the other way there, is it? No, it's going to go the way of the Bull Ants. The free kick has gone to Walker. So across the field, finds Bannister. In two minds down. It's been called the play on. Has to retreat by hand, though, to a teammate inside defensive 50. It's Yekabuchi once again. Richard Hadley Tape this game and watch the way Yakabuchi uses the football. It's a lot better than yourself this afternoon. Over the top hand pass to Walker. He still has plenty of run returning from injury. Kick the centre half forward at the shoelaces there of Cameron Cloak. Couldn't do it good enough to get the football. Greg's pass has gone 10 metres. Richardson's been called to play on. He kicks it out in the space of McHugh. He receives the bounce and keeps running. Hand pass over the top now to Matty Campbell. Where's Azza Edwards? He's gone looking for him. Two on one down there though. Bannister getting in front of him and taking a relieving mark. Now uses Edwards. Further afield there, out towards Walker. He's been everywhere in the last 5 minutes of play. That's
good
a better pass.
Good comeback, but Luke has missed 4 months of football.
Yeah. To Yakabuchi, who marks on centre wing. No one's leading for him in the goal, in the centre half forward. You've got to move there, Jeffrey Garlett. Give him an option. Cameron Cloak just standing with his hands in the air. He's got nowhere to go, so he has to retreat by hand back to Walker. Still nowhere to go for the Bullets. The only man running there was Boundy. The kick forward by Walker bounces in front of Greg. Cameron Cloak wraps him up in a strong tackle, and the ball's going to be bounced. 10 minutes of play in the final quarter. The Bullets need to run harder into position and try and make some space,
Hadley,
Lyndon.
Hadley off, Morgan on for the Bullets.
To that end, Kane, the question has to be asked, why is Mitch Robinson in the forward pocket and why is Nick Stevens sitting on the bench? Unless he's injured, put those two blokes in the middle because they're the ones that will give him a spark.
So Cameron Cloak doing the ruck work, but once again the clearance here to the Roosters. Over the top hand pass there by Cartledge. Under some pressure, the kick around the body by Sewell is going to be cut off. Two-on-one contest at centre half forward.
Morgan unsighted his teammate, Kane.
Crew Scarlett couldn't run onto the crumbs. Strong tackle there. Big appeal from the other side of the ground by the Bulllands faithful. Won't be rewarded there. Trying to pick up the player at the bottom of the pack. It is Crew Scarlett. Strong tackle, though, by his opponent, David Allard.
Stephen Brownlow had run at the football. Morgan came across doing the right thing, but just unsighted Brown in his run. He lost out touch.
So good work there by Neves. Used his body strong in the contest. Couldn't win it out, though. Campbell, on hands and knees, gets a hand pass out towards Jacob Sporting. Has a player on further afield across the ground, actually, and taking the mark, McHugh. Running pass, received the hand pass, Ferry. Inside forward, 50 for the Roosters. Flying high, Dean Chester. He's got Richardson all by himself at 30 metres out. Dino, have a shot on goal if you can. No, spots up a teammate there in Sewell. Good pass. Goal side. Left his opponent there, Allard. No chance to get into the contest. And Miles Sewell, who's been the shadow of Nick Stevens all day, not confident from 30 metres out, tries to spot up a teammate. Ooh. Over the top of Wunke. Should have done better there, Sewell. Brown gets wrapped up there. Taps it out. Was that throwing the football? No, it isn't. Allard keeps his eyes over the football, but Sewell wanted it more. Went in, got the hand pass. Out to Chester. Won't follow up while I was thinking there because I could get in some trouble. Dean Chester's kick goes out of bounds and the ball's been turned over there for the Bullants.
Goods on replacing Clifton. Big on for the Roosters there, particularly as the stoppages mount in this final turn. 12 minutes gone. The Roosters lead by 11 points. 10-14 to 9-9. The Bullants have a chance to rebound. Short pass, looking for Bentick. Cut off though the kick. Comes back though the Bullants way. It was the punch out of position by Sharky. It'll come back though.
Get Jacob
a chance now for Cartledge. Yeah. Bombs it inside 50. Having to wait at the back. No clear mark. A chance to Driscoll at ground level. Allard tries to go in two. Over the top, Richardson will lock it up. No. He'll give away a free kick. Ning his opponent in the back. Allard gets a free kick on the last line of defence.
They've taken Shane Neves off the ground and left Sam Jacobs on the ground. He's a liability at the moment, Jacobs. He's doing nothing at ground level. And Neves has been battling hard all afternoon.
It was Edwards who went up for the marking contest. They kicked to a 3-on-1, though, the Roosters' way. McHugh couldn't win out. Luckily, though, for the Bullants, after that error, Morgan's back in now. Across the far side, Shavington on the left. Unusual for him. Looks for and finds Cloak as the beating of the taller Searle front position. Gives away an inch in height there, Cameron Cloak.
Forward 50 either.
Extra weight though, manoeuvred his opponent out. He'll come towards centre half forward now, looking for a lead. In from the side, Jan Funya against Goods at ground though. The Roosters will mop up. They've got a heap of numbers. They swing it wide to Tate, and he marks outside defensive 50. Short pass in boards, northern side. Searle happy to slow it up. Get numbers forward to the footy in transition. The Bullants, meantime, have put a number of players zoning off across the centre line. Comes back across the full back line to Sharkey. It was a non-existent switch. He's run down from behind by Bannister. On his southern side, Spalding gets to the football first. Certainly out from goal, hugging the boundary. Oh, comes back by hand.
By
it loops. Cruel bounce for Sharkey working back. Numbers now with Bannister
gotta
2.
Keep your
they
feet
lose
there.
Out though. And on the full back line, Greg can wait. Short pass down the line and finds Goods outside defensive 50. 60 out from defensive goal.
2-on-1 contest out on that half-forward line for the Bullants. Both players lose their feet. Sharkey keeps it and gets the football.
Approaching 14 minutes as Goods kicks down the line. The Roosters by 11 points in front position. Happy to knock out a play. He perhaps could have been screened in for the mark was Big Jacobs. We'll have a throw in. 14 minutes, as I said, gone. The Roosters 10-14. The Bull Ants 9-9-63. Throw in to take place. Southern wing position. Exactly on the southern side.
Stand-in captain and sort of compact Jason Statham lookalike. Mark Gregg's been very good in the last quarter today.
Plays football like him as well.
He does.
The 1-2 there, back to Robinson, in two minds, so retreats back inside defensive 50 to Brown. In some space, he takes the bounce. Edwards comes out of forward 50, but leading him in the charge here now is Edwards. The ball, ooh, shocking bounce, allows Edwards into the contest.
That's Jake Edwards versus Aaron Edwards.
It is Jake versus Aaron. Good work there by Austin to add some support. He goes back to McCorkle. Player on inside the centre square, and it's Jacobs. Finally, he does something. He takes the mark. Hand passes to Robinson. Penetrating kick to centre half forward. Caught at the back
screened
there.
Well. Screened it well, Allard.
Did well to take the mark. Inside forward 50. Oh, no. Disappointing kick. And Cartledge going back there. It takes the mark. Running in support there. Sharkey goes inboard to two players all by themselves. They raffle it. It was Sewell and Roach. Sewell took the mark. Has a player out there on centre wing. Out of sight in front of the Pratt
Chester bank. Street half forward.
It's Richardson who takes the mark. Now finds Dean Chester all by himself. He'll run inside forward 50 for a shot on goal. Chester, vacant goal square. No. Going for the extra distance there. Dino, one of our favourites, kicks it through for his first score of the afternoon, and they lead by 12 points.
And Linden, just as the heads are starting to drop, that could have been a big goal for Gene Chester had he nailed it.
12 points the margin here, 15 and a half minutes gone of the final quarter.
And it's been all one-way traffic so far, Chris.
Nick Stevens is sitting there like he's having a holiday. He's putting a jacket on. Get him out in the clinches when the game can still be won.
Oh, poor kick-in, though. It's been cut off by Goods. 30 out, wheels out onto the left.
Great.
And Brett Goods nails the finish. And that breaks your heart for the Bull Ants.
Done. Dusted.
How many times?
It was Walker on the kick out, and he turns it over.
It's not the first time this afternoon, Chris, that they've turned it over from a kick in, and it's just in this low scoring game, you can't afford to do that sort of stuff.
16 minutes gone. Brett Goods, he was waiting 30 out from goal, pinpointed the pass, unfortunately, to Andrew Walker straight to him. And all the scoring this term has gone to the Roosters. They've kicked 3-2 to lead 11-15-81 to the Bull Ants 9-9-63. 16 and a half minutes gone. Goods has his first.
That's good coaching by Jared Fitzgerald. Three-quarter time. We've got to win the game. We can't defend it. Attacking.
Just got to question David Teague's ambition here as a coach with some of his prime movers on the bench still. Jacobs gets a hand pass over to Gian Fagnan. Can he run away from Chester? The two little men, the fastest men on the ground. Good work there by Andre. Kicks it inside forward 50. Cloak at the back of the pack like he has been all afternoon. And there goes his opponent dashing away. Searle takes a bounce. Has some support in Roach. Over the top hand pass and they're away. No bad bounce there for Tate. Allows Gian Fagnan back into the contest. One way then the other. It's actually McCorkle. He spins around nicely. Kick inside towards forward 50. No. Going back in the flight there was Stevenson. Two-on-one contest, and Allard was given no chance. Running pass, received a hand pass from Stevenson, was Ferry. Spot-up pass there towards Sewell. You went in the contest, Richard Hadley. Is that 50 metres? The umpire's having a chat. Not too sure. No, the mark's been paid. Hadley appealing that he got there in time. Well, you didn't. You've been second of the contest all afternoon, Richard Hadley. Kicks it out towards centre wing, Tate. And also, the big man there, Neve, should have been a free kick advantage. Paid to Morgan. Player on inside forward 50, it's Cloak. Will he give it off? Of course he won't. He turns the goal and says, stop running. He's run all the way to the goal square, chased by Shannon Watt. It was all in vain as Cloak picks up his fourth goal of the afternoon. And third goal of the second half there to big Cameron Cloak. And the margin's now been reduced back to 12 points. It is the Bull Ants 10-9-69. Aren't they feeling fine against the Roosters 11-15-81?
And I reckon Cameron Cloak's thought process there was when he's marked the ball on his own inside 50, looked over, seen Jeffrey Garlett, he's looked at him and thought, nah, stuff you, I want to get selected to play for Carlton. I'm going to run in and do this myself. And Jeff Garlett just spectated and watched Cloak. He just...
I wish we had access to the cameras. I reckon Cloak would have just given him a don't argue or a...
I tell you what, we'll come back to the Carlton thing in a second too, boys. Explains a lot with Stevens with Carlton playing just 5 days away on Friday night. Come back to it later in the game. Goods wins a centre break. Judd Stahl bursts clear on the left. Brett Goods inside forward 50. Numbers of the Roosters.
Why start him then, Chris?
But staying down there is Bransgrove. Kicks towards centre-half forward. And going the short way home down the corridor. Ellard marking ahead of Fury. Runs around Fury. Inside forward 50. Neves against the smaller Sharkey wins out, brings it to ground. McCorkle swings it back by hand to Cloak, has to stop and wait. Clifton on his tail, cut off the kick, back to true centre half forward now. Pushing aside, wasn't rewarded. Towards Hadley, little hand pass inboards. Still inside forward 50, the Bull Ants trying to raffle it up here. Bannister swings it wide. McCorkle waits again. 60 from home, southern side. Yeah. Inside forward 50. Sewell comes over the top and kills the contest. And it's forced out of play. Teasing Jeff Garland across the line. A boundary throw in, 45 around from goal. No, Kane, it's a good point that you make. At this point of the game, what difference is it going to make if Stevens is on for an extra few minutes to try and win it?
Well, and also Andrew Walker has been a prime move in the second half now on the bench.
McCorkle, kick around the body, and to the square, Shannington!
There's still some life, there's still some hope in the Bull Ants.
Played from behind against Watt, and sets it up to Brown, and Brown marks 30 metres out, tight angle. The reason Kane Pollard cheers is that Matthew Leppard fell over. Comical style.
Didn't just fall over.
Comical style on
did
his posterior.
Splits. Did the splits.
He did the splits, yes.
It was great. He saw the ball moving away from him, tried to retract his feet,
like,
but the wet conditions here at Vizzy Park saw him slip
like
over.
Like watching someone get hit in the groin. Doesn't matter who it occurs to, it's always funny. Shot a goal, though, from Stephen Brown. It was a big kick. He stabbed at it. And he's pushed it away for one behind to the right.
Is that his second behind today, Lyndon?
No.
Oh, it's his first. Okay.
Big miss there.
He's still there. He just drifts in and out. There's Nick Stevens back on the ground with full run as well, Chris.
Big miss. We've just gone into time on two. The Roosters 11-15. The Bull Ants 10-10-70.
Especially when Sannington gave him the shot on goal when Sannington was only about 2 or 3 metres out. Obviously in a very tight angle, but Brown should have really finished off there from only 15 metres out. Disappointing miss. Searle receives the kick in from Greg, goes long out towards centre wing, into the contest the players go, and the ball's been punched out of bounds. Out of side, directly across from the 97.7 FM calling position.
Contest of players. You'd almost be tempted to say a contest of men, Kane.
Yeah, it could have been. I let that one go. Not on the ball.
Remiss of you, Kane.
Not on the ball today. So Jacobs taps it down to the voice of Nick Stevens. Couldn't find him. Pack forms, stalemate, and the ball's going to be bounced.
Now, Chris,
Tommy Roach has been quiet today, boys.
He has, well held. Yes.
They go down today. Benny. They've got Bendigo next Saturday at Windy Hills, so Bendigo aren't far away from getting a win, so don't
Who's this?
Game.
Who are we talking about?
The Bull Ants.
The Bull Ants. Good slap forward there by Nick Stevens, showing his experience there. Finds a player in Yakabuchi all by himself. It was Allard, was it? You sure?
Yes.
I want to check on that one, Chris. It was Allard. His kick inside forward 50. Offhands, Cameron Cloak once again in the back of the pack, couldn't mark, and the ball's going to be thrown in 35 metres around from the Bull Ants goal.
Great contest though, Lyndon, between Searle and Cloak this afternoon.
Been one to watch all afternoon. Another one, Andrew Walker just coming on the ground.
Goods tracking it, couldn't get onto the football, gave it to Searle. He's been wrapped up in a strong tackle there. Jeffrey Garlett also in there once again for the Bull Ants. The ball's going to be bounced straight in front of the goals here for the Bull Ants. They're tracking their trail by 11 points.
It was just unfortunate Walker had that error from the kick in to allow the Goods goal.
Bounce down. Cloak taps it to the back. Nice show of ruckwork there, but Driscoll through the traffic does very well. A Bull Ants player gets thumped heavily. Driscoll takes two bounces and clear defensive 50. Oh, his kick. He just looked up and hoped. Taking the mark there, though, was Boundy. In support now, Jake Edwards receives the hand pass, runs through the centre. Pure corridor football. Goes long inside forward 50. Neves couldn't mark at ground level. Headley, can he break the tackle? Does well to get the kick to Cloak. The quick-thinking big man, Cameron Cloak, has five. We still have a ball game. We still have a ball game here as I start to die. For the long weekend of broadcasting, listeners, I apologise.
You know,
Cloak has his second goal, his fourth goal
fifth
of
goal.
The second... Hang on, let me talk. Fourth goal of the second half, five goals for the game. Cameron Cloak has brought the game and the margin back to only 5 points.
I'm talking to you, Kane.
Kane's face has gone as red as the Coca-Cola sign on top of the stand.
Article in the paper today about Jack Bratton having to push his car over the line in 1959 to win the world championship when he ran out of petrol. The same has happened with Kane Pollard in the last few minutes. Unfortunate timing to lose the
yourself
points.
There, critical Chris Weaver.
You missed out a few this afternoon when you could have hit me with my head over the footy, Kane. You got to earn them. Back in the centre. The Bull Ants win it out now. Short pass away by Walker. He's looking for Jeff Garland in space. Trying to corral him in. Here is Mark Gregg. Gets a call over the top from Bentick. Pops it up. In from the side. Driscoll can't stop him in time. And Walker marks just outside the paint.
That would have been 50 metres at the start of the season. Driscoll wasn't in the contest and brought him to ground.
Umpires will let it go at this final stage of the game. Jacobs up, third man from behind, couldn't mark. Numbers with the Roosters at ground level, falling over. Picking up the football now, Stevens. Wheels around, onto the right. Nick Stevens, the shot at goal. He's pushed it to the left. He was celebrating, so were his teammates too. It faded away late. one behind. We've got a thriller, boys.
Very, very quickly, Chris, the score at the MCG, 14 minutes into the final term. Richmond, 11-10, 76, 3-point leaders over North Melbourne, 10-13, 73.
The Bullants, 11-11, 77. The Roosters, 11-15, 81. It's the Eureka Cup, I think, there this afternoon, which reminds me, of course, the Ballarat of the Eureka Stadium.
Don't
losing
argue.
Out was Spalding. He's coming in and allowing now the Bullants in. Stevens marks it half forward, 55 from home. Calls the play ahead of him. Spearing pass inside forward 50. Knees led very wide. And eventually shepherded it through from behind. Fair to say he misjudged that one in the finish, Shane Neves.
He thought it was going through for a goal, the way he carried on there. He had a chance of picking up the football.
Ah, dear. Good stuff all round.
4 minutes to go down here. The runner's just confirming this... that. 4 minutes to go.
Thank you, Benny Taylor. This is a rip of this one. 24 and a half minutes gone. It's the Roosters by 3 points.
Greg kicks it in. Richardson and Goods spoil each other. Good work there by Driscoll. Has moved on to, it's actually Clifton. Got the hand pass of Richardson. His hand pass misses Clifton. Driscoll's in and they can't pick it up. They're under some pressure now, the Roosters. Ineffective hand pass. Holding the football to Allard. Play on Sokol. Advantage to Bannister. He goes long from 50. Flying high.
Tucked there. Head.
He did duck his head once again, Garlett. He taps it back in along the boundary line. Neves. Well, he's been a little bit uncoordinated in the last 5 minutes, Shane Neves. Get him off the ground like Sam Jacobs.
David Teague will hate to see that. Garlett going for a mark and ducking his head. But the other thing
Second time he's done it now.
Clifton, though, was swung around in a circle in the middle of the ground without the football.
Yep.
Umpire said play on, and they play soft, holding the ball away in the Northern Bullants.
So Neves doing the ruck work there, wrapped up nicely in a strong tackle there by the Bullants midfielder in Bentick. There was Brett Goods, and the ball's going to be bounced. Still in goal-striking distance here. For the Bullants, they're only trailing by a few
three points
the margin. Tap down though, Bentick does well. Oh, going with his foot there was Garlett, but he didn't want to pick up the football. Put your body in, son, when it's required. That's the second time in 5 minutes Garlett's been a little bit soft.
The thing is, if he'd gone with his body and clicked the football, the chance
could have got a free kick.
Exactly, the tackler could have mistimed it over the top.
It's all well and good when you can run into space 20 metres by yourself, Jeffrey Garlett, and finish off.
It's going to be a harsh footy lesson for him this afternoon. Mm-hmm.
Up goes Bannister, third man into the rucking contest. Driscoll overruns it. Adam Yakabuchi there knew the tackle was coming, still did well. Bannister goes back in, back to Bentick. There's been a free kick off the play, holding the man the way of Bannister against Billy Driscoll. Has been great for the Roosters. Bannister will kick him from 45 metres out. Stephen says has a shot. Knowing Jordan Bannister's kicking arsenal, this will really test him. But he has kicked a long goal here at Vizzy Park before. Can he take the lead back for the Bullets? We've gone 26 minutes. He sets sail for goal, Jordan Bannister. The ball just going through late to the right-hand side of the post and through for one behind. Margin 2 points.
He's been pretty good this afternoon.
So what, fellas, the runners are working overtime down here at ground level. Screaming at him.
Get him out. Get him off. BT's talking too much.
One and a half. One goal, one to Bannister. Greg plays on now. Kicks towards the commentary position from the hero stand.
With numbers
flying at Tate. Smothered his own teammate. Robinson, high ball inside forward 50. Taken by Garlett. But Sharkey was actually shepherded out.
He was
pulled out of the contest.
He was.
Nonetheless, the umpires decided to pay the mark to the Bullants player. And Jeff Garlett was waiting
at
the
back. Not even on the mark.
Waiting at the back. He could run in. No, coming back to the mark now, the big ruckman. In fact, it's Shannon White, but Garlett pops it through for a goal. Know it, don't you? And a player's made as many errors in the last few minutes as Jeff Garlett has, and he's going to make a comeback. And he did then.
That left a very bitter taste in my mouth.
But Sharkey went without the football cane. Out from goal, swung around.
That's twice now we've seen free kicks that should have been paid. The shoulders, the coulders, the wooders are the difference in the result.
Two goals to Jeff Garlett this afternoon. The Northern Bullants regained the lead at the 27 and 3/4 minute mark. 12-13.
Yep.
Plays 11-15 to the Roosters.
Ben said there was 4 minutes ago, about 2 minutes ago. The Bullants need to go one-on-one inside their forward 50 at the moment. In London, you want to say something quickly?
No, I forgot now.
Okay, great. Brilliant. That's some of your best comments all afternoon. There by Lyndon Elveston. Under the pressure, he's just gone wanting.
Clutch.
Between him and Jeffrey Garlett, when the pressure's on, he's pulling his head out of the contest.
I was going to say the lack of run for North Ballarat. I did write it down. Absolute concern. Another week that they've really just stopped in the last term.
Well, here's their chance now, trying to push the ball forward. Rugby style are the Roosters. Pack of numbers around the football. Reminds you of some of under-13's best. And there's the siren. Can you believe it? They keep their unbeaten run. against the Roosters here, the Northern Bulldogs. That's 8 straight victories here. They've come from nowhere. Jeffrey Garlett kicking the sealer at the 27-minute mark here for a win to the Bulldogs.